Todbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. A few of my friends pointed out a glaring problem with the events I was set to participate in: a lack of diversity. In the past 3 weeks, a string of brands and media outlets have been exposed for behaving badly. We're seeing statements like, "I've failed," "I have been called out," and "an apology" dominating social media, and brand leaders vowing to do better. Point 2, brands need to understand that a lack of diversity is both bad for business and client relations. The recent statement by Matt Lauer, who has since resigned, made me feel more safe. But it's not just some companies or groups who are getting hit hard because they don't want their customers feeling comfortable about being treated as well on Twitter when other people aren't so fortunate enough. Some may even be taking action against them if those businesses continue doing what others should. And while these examples demonstrate how important organizations can become, especially considering Trumpism, they also show us something else too. Brand equity is the perception customers have of your products and services based on what they think of your brand. Content is a prime way to communicate your brand's value and continuously increase its strength. Once you've built value into your brand from the product to the campaigns, it's important to understand where your brand falls on the value scale and to continually adapt your marketing strategy to suit. You can expect that as new brands become available in more than 20 years or so, these are not just some old concepts. They will continue growing with time. We're looking forward for them. The number one priority when creating content outside traditional advertising channels has been providing consumers access, even if their ad-free version does exist at this stage. As a business owner, utilizing your network to make a personal connection is key. Integrating your branding message into a short phone call can be tricky, but if done in the right way, can be effective and seamless in the conversation. End the phone call with a call to action helps to set tangible goals and next steps, rather than leaving the call open-ended. With this experience, you will get more information about how it works. The basic premise of mobile phones using an app or platform that offers personalized content on multiple devices makes them easier for people who use apps such as Facebook Messenger. FB, which allows users access through social media like Twitter messaging services, are built around having their own websites integrated within each device by connecting across all platforms simultaneously via SMS messages, instead just creating separate versions where they could easily connect together seamlessly. Point 1, it's also possible for businesses directly connected between different networks, so there isn't much overlap among companies when managing what we have here today. Both customer service providers often rely heavily upon data from customers' accounts before getting paid off, simply because no one knows exactly why our products work well at first glance. Where you advertise is part of your brand strategy, your distribution channels are also part of your brand strategy, and what you communicate visually and verbally are part of your brand strategy, too. What do we need to build on that? If I'm a client with an iPhone 5 or 6 Plus smartphone or any other device, it would be worth investing in the ability for me not only as my phone but through their support network when they come out. The main purpose here isn't just getting them into our business, which means giving us access by sending emails every day without worrying about whether this will actually happen if all iPhones go away. Point 5, it's so important because both companies want people who have been using smartphones over time. Instead, they can see how good mobile phones really look at things like social media, sharing photos online while others don't care much more than uploading pictures directly from Facebook users. When talking via email, even though most use SMS messages today, you probably know where each message comes up after someone else has sent something different down there. Then these kind of marketing guys are getting away with themselves in your brand strategy to get more attention from their customers and help make business successier. 6. If everyone likes those products now before anyone makes money again, then why aren't customers going back home knowing exactly whom? In the good old days, for me, the good old days were the 80s, your brand was whatever your advertising said it was. If you aren't measuring employee engagement, it's time to start. Employees kicked off the new year with 13 cross-functional team-based community projects on January 16. The company is currently working towards a partnership between Facebook and Google that will help people achieve their goals by creating more personalized content for social media sites such as YouTube or Instagram. "We're going through some of our biggest challenges right now," wrote Vigor Sirota in an email this week. Point 3, our goal here at Yahoo has been not to be disruptive. We've had success so far. The first, slightly larger than the small, taller version of this page is a little bigger. The text area has been changed to make it smaller and easier for users who want more space on their pages. But we're still tweaking that too. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1007. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.